sleep changes throughout life, a pattern that worked well at age 20 may not work the same way at 40, 60, or 80. This does not necessarily mean that something has gone wrong. Organic humans develop, age, experience hormonal transitions, carry new responsibilities, encounter illness, and move through changing seasons. For many women, sleep may shift during menstruation, pregnancy, postpartum life, perimenopause, and menopause. Pregnancy can bring physical discomfort, frequent urination, breathing changes, restless leg symptoms, worry, and difficulty finding a comfortable sleeping position. After childbirth, sleep may be interrupted by feeding, infant care, hormonal adjustment, physical recovery, and heightened watchfulness. Perimenopause and menopause may involve hot flashes, night sweats, changes in body temperature, mood symptoms, awakenings, and increased vulnerability to insomnia. These experiences should not be dismissed as imaginary, exaggerated, or merely spiritual. Women experiencing persistent or severe symptoms should be encouraged to speak with a qualified healthcare professional. Men also experience sleep changes across the lifespan. Aging, body composition, cardiovascular health, prostate symptoms, pain, breathing changes, medications, stress, and hormonal health may affect sleep. Loud snoring, gasping, breathing pauses, morning headaches, and severe daytime sleepiness deserve proper medical attention. A reduced ability to sleep as long as one once did should not automatically be treated as failure. At the same time, every sleep change should not be dismissed as normal aging. Sudden, severe, or disruptive changes may need evaluation. Life stage sleep is also relational. Parents may remain alert for a crying child. Caregivers may listen for an aging spouse or family member. A grieving person may awaken, reaching for someone who is no longer there. A person facing illness may become watchful over symptoms. These burdens affect the organic body. Psalm 103:14 says, "For he knows how we are made. He remembers that we are dust. God understands our creaturely limit." He does not shame us for changing bodies, interrupted nights, hormonal transitions, or the need for care. The Holy Spirit meets us within our actual life stage, not an imaginary season in which our bodies never change. Consider asking, what has changed in my body or life? When did the sleep change begin? Is pain, breathing, temperature, caregiving, medication, grief, or another concern involved? Is this something I can support with a gentle routine, or does it deserve professional attention? Do not diagnose yourself from a single symptom. Do not stop prescribed treatment or begin supplements without appropriate guidance. Your changing body is not your enemy. It is part of the organic life you are called to steward with wisdom, patience, compassion, and hope.